If you are serious about building your short-term rental business to $10,000, $20,000, maybe even $30,000 a month or more, you have come to the right place. My name is Kyle Stanley, and this is the Fearless Investor Podcast, where we teach you all things short-term rentals. The best guests, the best tools, the best strategies. There are so many investing paths out there. It can be seriously overwhelming to start out as a new investor, but take it from me, short-term rentals is the best and the quickest way to build your cash flow. So buckle up, listen in, and get ready to conquer the world of short-term rentals. Here we go.
Team Fearless, if you didn't already know, I closed on close to 100 doors in just under 2 years, and I did it without using any of my own money and without leaving the comfort of my office chair. Now, I did this with something I like to call the Castor Method. And maybe you've heard me talk about it, but now is your chance to actually learn this exact method from me. In my 5-day Castor Challenge, I'm going to help you find hot deals. You're going to hear real conversations that I have with sellers that are live. And by day 5, you will have everything you need to get on the phone with a motivated seller in your market. Jump on this 5-day Castor Challenge today. Go to thefearlessinvestors.co/5-day. That's thefearlessinvestors.co/5-day. Let me show you exactly how good deals are created, not just found. See you there. What is up, our fearless investors? We are back with another good week. So I'm super excited about this week simply because I have a personal relationship with this gentleman who's coming on board. This is John, and he is one of the founders of Top Key. And like I said, I actually do business with him. So my company, my portfolio, we actually utilize Top Key software, which is essentially fintech. It is financial management on the back end from an accounting perspective. They help you really streamline and get clarity on your numbers as a short-term rental operation. And that's absolutely huge because there's a huge disconnect between normal accounting and actual accounting when it comes to short-term rentals, because there's thousands of transactions that take place, multiple platforms. It can sometimes become a mess. And that's why John is here to essentially give you guys little insight as to what they've done to help resolve this problem. If you haven't already as well, we have had an insane amount of success with our students in the Castor. We've had by now 3 students in the last really 3 weeks close on their first Castor deal, okay, on a property that they creatively acquired as a short-term rental. And last I checked, all of these deals were sub 5%. All of them were in the 4s. One of them is in the 3s. And then their exit is obviously a short-term rental cash flowing asset. And so super excited about that. If you guys haven't already, please, please, please visit the Castor page. Go ahead and take a look at that, especially if you're an operator. You should be buying your deals. So make sure, please, please, please make sure that you are utilizing all of the assets that we continue to provide for you guys, for you to go and win in today's market. Without further ado, let's dive into John, baby. The Fearless Investors, welcome, welcome, welcome to another week of the podcast. Our goal is to bring you value in your short-term rental endeavors. And today I am super stoked because we have somebody that is really solving a problem in this industry that he's going to speak to. And it's a problem that I am well aware of because it's a problem we've had. And they have been a solution. So we have John here with Top Key. John, welcome. Thank you for being with us today.
Pumped to be here, man. Thank you for having me.
I'm super excited because like I said, I'm a client of your guys's. You guys essentially help us streamline really the accounting side of the short-term rentals. And as we both know, that is a huge, huge, there's a huge gap in that, right? From traditional accounting to what it takes to know and manage your numbers as a short-term rental operation. And so I'm excited to dive into those weeds. But before we do that, I kind of want to start from the beginning. Would love to hear your story personally, where you started in this industry, and then how did this company come about?
Yeah, it's I feel like starting a company there's so many fascinating stories of different ways people kind of stumble into starting businesses. For me, I started my career in finance, and I worked in investment banking. I was at company, Wells Fargo Securities, and I did investment banking for several years. And then after I left in that role, I joined Starwood Hotels, and I worked on their mergers and acquisitions team. And so,
nice.
You know, for a young guy, I was living in New York, and I was basically working on doing financial models for hotel businesses, and then, you know, kind of underwriting them and better understanding kind of whether we could sell a company, what the valuations would be, working with kind of the leadership there, and just a really cool role because I was able to dig in and work on some pretty exciting things. Starwood got bought by Marriott, and I was someone that was able to work on that for several years. And then I also worked really extensively on the sale of our timeshare business, which is kind of how I got introduced to this entire business. Obviously, timeshare is a little different from vacation rental, but there's a lot of parallels to it. So
sure.
After kind of being at Starwood for about 4 years, I was kind of at an inflection point in my career, looking at either continuing down the road or just doing M&A at corporate development roles or investment banking. And then ended up deciding to take a bit of a pivot. And I joined a company called Hotel Tonight, which is based in San Francisco. I don't know if nice. You're familiar with Hotel Tonight, but they were
Not
a mobile booking platform, basically allowed people to book last minute inventory. And so it was a really cool opportunity to join a platform that was growing. And we basically worked with a lot of the hotel groups and management companies there to kind of basically allow people, users, to book rooms that were coming up on the very last night of availability. And Hotel Tonight grew to be like one of the largest OTAs outside of Expedia and Booking.com.
Wow.
And they were bought by Airbnb maybe 20 I'm blanking on the year, maybe 2019, 2018.
Nice.
So ended up joining Airbnb. And in that role, I was fortunate enough to just be in a position to assume some really exciting responsibility, worked with a lot of our vacation rental managers as well as hotel groups, and basically spent a number of a year and a half there just basically building out and managing a team of folks who worked with a lot of these vacation rental operators. So I was in San Francisco, and I was really kind of thinking deeply about what I wanted to do. And, you know, long story short, did a lot of calls with property managers and a lot of calls with Airbnb operators and just trying to understand pain points, like what day to day was keeping them up at night. Ultimately, my wife and I at the time moved out of San Francisco during COVID. We ended up buying a house in a vacation rental market, which was close to where I'm from. And I'm from Tallahassee, Florida,
nice.
Where I am right now. I'm in a guest room at my parents' house. I'm visiting between a business trip. So I'm as you can see, I'm like kind of not in my normal spot, but the pain point that kept emerging was around financial operations. And so ultimately that's what led us to start the company. We've been building out the product and, you know, onboarding companies over, you know, since I left Airbnb 2020. And it's just been, you know, just learning a ton along the way, but also just like getting deeper and deeper into the vertical, deeper and deeper into the product. And in a nutshell, we help operators, vacation rental managers, property managers, track expenses back to every property, capture receipts in real time. We integrate to the accounting systems that they're using, like QuickBooks and Xero, and we integrate to the PMS systems that operators use, Track, Streamline, Guesty, Hostfully, and just to name a few. And we are a full credit card product. We have charge cards that we issue, offer 1.5% cash back, and we have and offer our customers the ability to open bank accounts through our partner bank and offer yield on those accounts as well. So it's a full-scale financial product at this point, but, you know, didn't start there and, you know, obviously happy to talk more. But that's, in a nutshell, you know, high level kind of where we started. So
Love it. You know, and I think because, you know, I'm going to speak from the perspective of I am a client of yours, right? And this is a real problem, especially as you get to, you know, at scale, not even at scale, but, you know, I feel like it becomes a bigger problem at scale. But I think the real core issue that you guys solve is really the accounting and financial transparency, right? Yeah. Of your property relative to, you know, because as we both know, there's thousands of transactions, thousands of things that happen, different platforms, you're buying different consumables, all these little minute things that go into each Airbnb managing and tracking. And so you guys, you know, in a nutshell, kind of simplify that for the user. Which is awesome. And I love how you guys have kind of evolved into really a financial institution in some ways. Was that ever in the goal? Was that ever in do you foresee TopKey becoming a place where maybe you're actually offering financing and things of that nature? I guess, what is, you know, where's the center?
So I should be very transparent. We are not a bank today, and we partner with a bank. So we have relationships with, you know, our customers, and we are a technology platform, and we facilitate this process. But, you know, yeah, it was, I think the kind of spark for it was, if you look at like how companies operate today, finance is essentially the core of every business. I mean, there's no way around it. 100%. And most people outside of a few vertical products are, most people don't like want to spend their time managing finances. It's not typically what draws someone to start a company, be it a vacation rental company or a veterinary clinic. I mean, you're not like thinking, I want to really build this business to manage my bookkeeping and manage my expenses. It's just not something that comes up. But as you start growing and scaling, the amount of complexity just ratchets up. And our sector is just unique in that, like, for a lot of operators, you're not only managing your own book, right, your own operating expenses, but you're managing these third-party homes and their and or listings and their financial operations, and you're reporting back on that. So in a sense, you have this quasi-responsibility, not just quasi, you have a real responsibility to your owners. And it's not something that I think a lot of people realize initially. And as you start scaling and growing, you realize there's just so much more complexity. And obviously you get into the different markets that you're in and what's required by the regulations in each state. So there's a ton of kind of known unknowns, I would say, that people kind of have to start to realize. And I like to say, it's like, I feel like people start to recognize it at certain inflection points. So, you know, let's say 0 to 25 listings. You're probably managing things on your own. Maybe it's like a husband and wife team, or maybe you have like a part-time maintenance guy or a bookkeeper that you work with outsource, but it's not a huge pain point. But as you start to get that 25 units, you start to go, man, this is actually a lot more complicated. It's taking me a lot more time. And then, you know, let's flash forward. Maybe you're at 70, 80 units. That's typically another inflection point. Now we have a couple of employees. Now we have a lot of properties. We're getting like, you know, we have those owners who are reaching out constantly every penny is being scrutinized. We have other owners that could care less, but you need to get it right, right? Maybe you're in multiple markets. And then the third cohort, I would say, is like at around 200, 250 units. Now we're like, probably have a lot more employees. We have multiple regions. There's a lot more complexity. And in each of those stages, folks we've seen come to us and go, man, I am like kind of out of my element now. And I'm either losing a lot of money on reimbursables that shouldn't, that need to be billed back. I'm just missing. I'm not optimized on yield or on cash back on my credit cards, or I just have a ton of different systems I'm trying to kind of pull together. I have different credit cards. I have different bank accounts. I have a bill pay product. You know, we fully replace like bill.com. People are using bill pay. Maybe they're paying people with Venmo, Cash App, PayPal. It's just kind of a nightmare. So we've seen that that process gets really, really messy as you scale and hit these various inflection points. Our goal is to kind of make that really simple and just elegantly designed with kind of best in class technology. So that's kind of been the focus for us.
Love it.
All right, listen up. If you are not using Price Labs, you are literally throwing money in the trash. Dynamic pricing is a must in our industry. If you don't know what that is, dynamic pricing is just a fancy term for supply and demand pricing. When demand is high, Price Labs will get you high price bookings. And when demand is low, it will fill up your calendar while the competition overprices themselves and leaves everything vacant. I was dumb in the beginning of my short-term rental journey. I thought I could do it all without Price Labs. So one day I just said, you know what? Enough is enough. I'm going to try this thing out. And immediately my income went up 15 to 20% on my listings. I really was kicking myself. I should have been using this from the beginning. So don't make the same mistake as me. Get started with your free 30-day trial at fearlesskyle.com/Price Labs. Or even better, how about getting 25% off your first 6 months as a thank you for being a part of the STR six-figure formula membership? That's right. Go to fearlesskyle.com/6FF to become a member and claim that discount today.
So with that being said, then a question then is for people that are listening to this, at what point do you recommend that they really seriously consider looking into your product? Is it, you know, right away, or do you wait? Do you think they should wait for that inflection point, or when, what do you recommend that people do?
Yeah, I mean, we typically would be eligible to work with someone that has, say, over 10 properties. I mean, that's typically when we would start to see folks use us. We work with operators that have as many as 400 units and 450 maybe. And so we have like very large customers that we're building alongside. You know, proud to say we've never had a company churn since we launched. We've been increasingly growing the book of business, but also we've raised, maybe a little bit over $8 million total. So we have a really great set of investors and backers.
Wow.
We're also not too big to kind of get into the weeds with our customers. So with you guys, you know, we do these weekly, or I guess now we're doing like monthly calls with you.
Yep.
But the idea is we get on a call and we're like, hey, what do you like? What features maybe are we missing that we can add? What integration components? So I'll give you an example, like with QuickBooks, like there's so many nuances to how operators push transactions over. And typically what you're doing is you're paying a third-party bookkeeper to manually input all this stuff.
Yep.
But with us, we can very easily customize. So if you make a purchase and you, let's say, assign it to a property, we can have it sync to the respective class for that property. And if you have it set so you need to sync it to a location or a customer, we can create those kind of automations. And it really like replaces a lot of the manual work that your third-party accounting or bookkeeping firm would use. We actually work with your accountants, right? Like that's like, yep. I think they actually interviewed us as part of that process. And, you know, you guys are a little bit more, you're definitely farther along than a lot of operators.
Yeah.
But they were like, they told us, they're like, we love working with companies like you because you're growing, but you're also willing to take feedback. And they, every company has unique things that they want. And we're pretty nimble at this stage, you know, small engineering team, but like we can push out a lot of products. So that's a big area for us that I try to, you know, push our team to continue to like commit to when we onboard new customers. Like, hey, it's not like the end. We're building with these guys.
Love it. Love it. Guys, if you're just tuning in, I'm here with John. He is one of the founders of TopKey. You know, we've been talking about essentially their company being able to help people with the accounting, which is a huge problem in today's industry. And like I said before, I have my own personal testimony of what you guys have been able to do. And already you've been able expounding a lot of information and knowledge into this space. So I have a few follow-up questions then. What would you guys say your ideal avatar is? Because there's a lot of people that are listening or watching this that, you know, some of them are, you know, they're almost on the borderline of considering themselves an STR operator because they have commercial boutique hotels, right? Yep. And then there's a lot of people that are obviously in the space that, you know, you obviously are speaking to. So what is your ideal avatar? Are you taking on people that kind of are on that boutique hotel side, maybe onto the commercial side? Where would you guys say you land?
Yeah, you know, so obviously coming from Airbnb, our initial kind of market focus was short-term rental operators. And we've built the product to kind of keep those first and foremost. So companies, not individuals, we don't work with, you know, an Airbnb owner or someone like that, that has like, you know, one or two properties. We're not really working with landlords. But we've built the product to be modular. And as we've grown, we're starting to expand past just the initial Airbnb kind of vacation rental management cohort. So we have companies who have boutique hotels. We have companies who have even commercial buildings. I, the Venn diagram, if you will, of like the different types of managers, there's like people who manage, you know, a vacation rental portfolio, but they might also have long-term rentals.
Yep.
If they're in a vacation town or a beach resort, they might have like a couple HOAs they're managing. Yep. That like sit alongside that, but they have a different relationship with the, you know, the owner of that business. So we can support different shades of it. Some of the integrations we've prioritized are much more short-term rental focused. So like folks are on Streamline, Track, Guesty. I would say those have been kind of our core initial customers, but more and more, you know, HostAway, OwnerRes, you know, more of these systems we can support. So, you know, the bread and butter customer for us, I would say is, you know, still probably a vacation rental operator anywhere between, you know, 20 and 300 listings, 400 listings. But what I found is as we can get on more people, we now started to work with a company that has a boutique hotel on top of the regular portfolio they have. And there's a lot of similarities, right? Like tracking expenses, maintenance teams, in many regards, there's no, you know, we don't discriminate based on the listing type so much as it is just the core market we've gone after to start. Go to market is always, it's important that you don't like spread yourself too thin at the earlier stages, just because, you know, there's only so many resources to go out. And I mean, I could spend my entire time at short-term rental conferences and, you know, there's a whole other world of long-term rental hotel, you know, I kind of, the list is endless of where you can devote energy. So
yeah, love it. Love it. Love it. Guys, if you guys have any questions, go ahead and post them in the comments. We'd love to take some questions. We'll probably have time for it as well. So follow-up question I had for you then, John, is, you know, for us, like I'll take me for example, it kind of took us to a certain point which was around, you know, I think for us, I think we onboarded you when we had about 70 doors. And it was a mixed bag of ownership, management, this, that. But we got at a certain point in scale where we realized we were losing money just because there was a lack of transparency and a lack of like really knowing the numbers. Hence, mm-hmm. we found you guys and we've been in business, right? What are some red flags for these operators that are listening to this right now, things that they should be looking at in their portfolio to determine like, hey, this is a real problem? Because I'll be honest, prior to that, accounting like folk will tell you everything you want to hear. They'll tell you, oh, I'm doing that already. Like, oh, we're tracking this, that. And you don't really know, until you're in the weeds and you're like, well, this doesn't make sense. I'm asking this other operator. He has less homes than me and he's more profitable in this category than I am, right? What's going on? So I feel like there's a lot of like, just because as operators, you're not necessarily a numbers guy and you're kind of trusting these numbers guys to tell you what it is. But obviously you guys have a much more dialed product than a normal accounting firm, right? And so I guess at what point, what are some things that an operator can look for to know and kind of determine like, hey, I'm ready to make this jump?
Yeah. So I would say there's five core things that come to mind. So in order, expense tracking just in general can be very painful. So as folks start to kind of do kind of a holistic diagnostic of their current like day-to-day, typically this is something you kind of know it if you have it.
Yeah.
Trying to chase all the receipts, trying to allocate those expenses. You probably know, you know, if you wake up at 3 a.m. and you're kind of like, what's not working? This is probably coming to your mind. That's a good sign to start that because there's likely going to be leakage, which is effectively the second thing I would call out. And leakage would just be failure to reimburse your owners. So as you're inherently scaling and you're spending more and more money, a lot of us like operators are going out, we're making purchases on behalf of these properties. And we're often like, as part of our agreement with the homeowner, like, I got you, I'm covering this. Maybe it's part of our package with them. Maybe it's part of like just the agreement we signed the management contract. That is often going to come about as you start to scale. So you add more units and, you know, we'll typically see folks spending anywhere at some of these vacation markets. Maybe you're spending $1,000 a month per property. Maybe you're spending a little bit less during the slow season. Maybe you're paying for out-of-pocket expenses that are more recurring. So like you're making payments on behalf of like utility bill or HOA or, you know, cable, cleaning, lawn care. There's a lot of types of contracts folks will start to negotiate. So that becomes an area where people tend to see more and more expenses. And the third thing I would mention, so kind of segueing from just like the expense management, would be reconciliation. So closing the books starts to take longer. You start to notice that this is a process that is keeping the team really busy during the end of the month or early in the following month. And that just like, it's like clockwork, you know, it's like the mailman, rain or shine, you got to close the books. So that's coming up more and more. You're probably dealing with more statements. Maybe you're having to kind of sync things to different systems, just as a messy process. So that is an area where you start to kind of, the light bulb goes off. Yep. And then the fourth one would be, if you're hearing it from your owners, right? Like owners are going to let you know if you're making mistakes.
It's true.
You know, and like the reality is some of the greatest people are super, super methodical and detail oriented. And they're going like, wait a minute, why is this line item wrong? Why is this off? And often that is like downstream, right? Like the expense management piece gets fixed. Then the owner statements are right. It's very hard to fix the owner statements if the expense management piece is not right. So it's like, you know, and then the last thing is, the fifth one would just be, okay, let's look at our bookkeeping costs. Like how have they changed over time? Because you need good bookkeepers, you need good accountants. And we wouldn't tell you otherwise, but what we found talking to a lot of managers is you end up paying per hour and the relationship, it's like working with a lawyer. It's like working with any service provider. Like they're incentivized for you to grow and then for them to grow with you, but they're not necessarily incentivized to save every last penny. In fact, there's often like you become like a high priority account if you're growing. And so therein lies like kind of an issue because you start, what we found is when we do audits with folks, it's like, okay, your bookkeepers, not bad people, they're good people, they're thoughtful people, but many times they might be doing manual work or someone on their team is, and you're getting billed for it. And it's like, it's 2024, like you can automate a lot of this. And we're a technology company. We help you automate a lot of this and we will price accordingly. You will save, we have an ROI we walk through with everybody. And we're like, hey, what is the difference? And so that's an area where you'll kind of know it as you're growing. But yeah, all those things typically are things that I see as we're kind of going through with people. But yeah, I'm sure there's more that come to mind. But
yeah, love it. And naturally, you're speaking to the problems of what you solve, right? And so this, you know, this is one of my last questions I'll ask you as well. What is Top Key today? What are some of your top features? And then what are some upcoming things that you guys got in the works?
Yeah. So just at a high level, Top Key is an expense management product. We have credit cards. We have work order management. We have the ability for you to issue and tag expenses via text. So the minute a transaction is swiped on a Top Key Visa credit card, you'll get a text. That user can then tag the property, can tag the transaction, and we can sync that, depending on the PMS, directly to your owner statement, directly to the work order in that PMS, and we can sync it to your accounting software. So QuickBooks, QuickBooks Desktop, Xero, Sage, we have those integrations. So the focus for us has consistently been around just continuing to improve the flow. We just released a bill pay product. So we've moved over folks who were previously using bill.com, paying thousands of dollars a month for bill.com. And we have a full AP product now. We can support using our bank, or you can pay out of a third-party bank. Those things really start to add up when you look at like all the different fees people pay for ACH. Like, there's a ton of expenses that go into just that function. So again, not something we were thinking about 2.5 years ago.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, bill pay. But you know, it's holistic, man. Like, everyone, you make purchases, owners don't care. Like, you're paying out of this account for that. Maybe you're paying a credit card expense here, but you know, you're paying via ACH over here. We can consolidate a lot of that. We are very, very close to launching a full partnership with American Express,
nice.
Which will allow you to issue American Express cards out of Top Key, and we can bring in those cards. You can make those payments out of
that's huge.
The Top Key platform, but use your American Express cards, get those rewards.
Yeah.
We're growing. We don't have a lounge yet, you know, at an airport. So want to use Amex, that's probably a way to go. So, you know, that's coming very soon. And, you know, on the feature side, we're spending and devoting a lot of time towards developing and kind of improving on our bill pay products. So we use AI to like read invoices when you load them, populate them, pull in that information. We just released a beta inventory management product that we're really excited about, where you can track expenses awesome. You're buying one off. So yeah, there's so much more, man. But that's been kind of our focus. Is we do a lot of like customer driven product development. So we didn't write a single line of code until I talked to like over 100 managers. So it's mostly driven by our existing customers. So like, you know, your team is basically who we're talking to, and we're trying to kind of gauge. Some people it's features. Some people it's like, I need a full integration to this new system that we're using. It's like, okay, we can prioritize it. So that's basically kind of our approach. But yeah, it's been a lot of fun. I mean, it's fun to be in this sector and like see people's reactions to the product. So
love it. I'm excited for you guys. I'm a fan, obviously, because we're a client, and the way that you guys are approaching this as, you know, client value is, I think, is huge. And I think that's why you guys are winning. So where can people find you? Where can people get a hold of you?
Yeah. So you can find me on LinkedIn. You can find me or our team on our website, topkey.io, which you just put up. Just released a new website. So let us know if you have any feedback. I think it looks pretty snazzy. And yeah, that's basically it. I mean, I'm always available. I'll do a demo for you if something that you're interested in. Our team is growing. We're hiring. So, you know, there's a lot of really exciting things in the works for us. So just either of those places is a good place to start.
Love it. John, thank you so much for being on. I highly recommend these guys. You guys are killers. Appreciate what you guys do for my business and for the industry. So I'm excited to see where you guys go. Again, if you're listening to this, John with Top Key, they are the killers when it comes to STR accounting. Make sure you give them a follow. I went ahead and put the thing in the link below their web address. So make sure you visit that. Again, thank you. Thank you, John, for being on here. We appreciate you, brother. Thank you so much. All right, guys, there it was. Hopefully you guys took value from that. It's obvious and clear that John took a lot of time to build a product that was client-focused on helping you resolve all of these issues that you have in accounting when it comes to short-term rentals. So make sure that you do check them out. They are awesome at what they do. Again, like I'd mentioned before, if you haven't already, go ahead and look at the Caster page. We have students that are buying deals. These are available. We actually got some things in the work as well that we're going to be releasing very soon. We had a free Caster calculator that we're going to be rolling out to the public. Look out for that. Again, as always, thank you guys for being here. We're here to give you value in the short-term rental space. Appreciate you.
Hey, Fearless Investor community, thanks again for listening to this episode of The Fearless Investor. If you haven't already, please subscribe and leave a 5-star review. And for more free content, check out my YouTube channel, also called The Fearless Investor, and our website, www.fearlesskyle.com. Until next time, keep on conquering the world of short-term rentals.